This is a SoCal Sound Session. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and I'm here again to bring you an artist that you need to keep your very, very close ear to, especially if you feel down. This artist is here to tell you that it's okay. I'm talking about the singer, songwriter, producer, and a multi-instrumentalist, and as they like to put it, a huge fucking dork. I'm talking about Ko Rook. Ko Rook here in studio. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. I'm more great that you're here and we have you in person and you're gonna lay down three tracks for us. Thank you for coming by and taking your time here with us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
First of all, congratulations. As of the day of this taping, yesterday you had a sold out show at the Echo. When you first went out into that crowd, what was like the first thought that came into your head?
There's a lot of people here and they are very loud.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. But yeah, I think, you know, I started the set off with a more intimate song that kind of came out pretty recently, called Serious Person off of my EP. And it was just shocking to have people sing the lyrics back to me, like not just like the chorus, like the catchy part or like the part that I, you know, have teased, but like the second verse, you know, like they really got deep into the lyrics and like could sing them back. And that was really cool.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that attracted me to your music. One of the first songs I ever heard was It's Okay. And just like the rawness of that one, especially during the time when it was released. Mm-hmm. I do want to talk a little bit more about your vulnerability in music and your songwriting, but I wanna get to know Ko Rook a little bit more. But first, I wanna kinda get the elephant out the way. Is the fish really your favorite animal?
I think the frog is.
The frog is.
Yeah, I think the frog feels like wisdom to me. That's so cool. I would pick the frog over the fish. But I love fish, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Amphibians all the way.
All the way. Anything from the sea.
Yeah.
Also, these next few questions are very lighthearted, but they get down to the nitty-gritty of you.
Let's do it.
Do you like coffee or tea?
Oh, my God, I love them both. It depends on the mood, but I would actually pick tea over coffee.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite planet?
I have to say Uranus because it's just so fucking funny to say.
I like correcting people saying Uranus.
Yes,
get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah.
are ghosts real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Are aliens real?
100%.
Is Bigfoot real?
I don't know about that one.
Always. Bigfoot's always a question.
I'm just not invested. I'm just not invested anymore. Like, I was invested as a kid, but, like, not anymore.
You're like, maybe it's just some hairy person out there.
Right, exactly.
Making pranks. what was the first concert you ever attended?
Oh, gosh. Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne,
at really? A stadium in Pittsburgh where I grew up. So
that's cool. Did that? You wanted to go or did you get dragged to?
Oh, I deeply wanted to go. I had a big crush on Avril, and I just, like, loved that she wrote songs. I thought that was so cool. But yeah, it was a really nerve-wracking night for me.
Really?
I've never seen that many people before in my life, and I had a bit of a panic attack for most of the concert.
And you weren't even on stage.
I wasn't even on stage. It was all foreshadowing. But yeah, it was a really intense night for me, but I loved seeing her.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure when the skater girl came out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me and all my friends. Just obsessed.
That's great.
Yeah.
What is one of your favorite foods?
Favorite foods? I love ramen.
Ramen?
I really like ramen. There's something about just like noodle soup that is really, and I feel like ramen just does it right with all the toppings and the noodles are always cooked perfectly. Have to go with ramen.
Nice. Yeah. Well, now, if you could, what other language would you want to learn?
Spanish? Definitely Spanish.
Yo te puedo enseñar español.
I'll
take some lessons on the
okay,
side.
Okay, okay. Yes, I will. I really will.
Ahí lo voy a enseñar and you'll hear a Spanish Ko Rook song in the future.
I'm down. Fully down.
That's
I
awesome.
Might sound extremely white, but it's okay.
Hey, it's okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. Well, thanks for answering those questions. Now we know a little bit more of Ko Rook. Now I do want to get into your songwriting because that's like there's no word for it. It's just what it is, you know, Ko Rook. I want to know what motivates you to write so vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
What, And is it hard for you to write like that?
It can be hard to write like that. I think it kind of depends. I don't think I understood how to write a song until I started to be vulnerable. I went to Berklee College of Music, and I obviously learned a lot about songwriting and how to put a song together. And I've always been really passionate and into like songs as puzzles and like mm-hmm. pieces that you put together. But it wasn't until like I figured out I actually have something to say that I felt like an artist, and that mm-hmm. I felt like it was important for me to use those stories and my story in my songs. So being vulnerable just feels like part of my artistry. It feels like a really important part and a new thing for me, but it's really nice to put songs out there that like really mean a lot to me and have other people obviously like really respond to it and make me feel a lot less alone within those feelings.
Yeah, I think that's why it's kind of like reciprocated, because we feel a lot less alone, because I'm not a songwriter, but I have these same feelings,
right?
And it's like, oh, this person's writing what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Is there any other artists that kind of like do that to you, that just come to the top of the head? Maybe subconsciously they're also your influence in songwriting.
I think one of my favorite like storytellers is Dolly Parton. Mm. I just really love the way that she tells stories, and you can tell they just like came from a really important place in her life, and I really admire that.
That's really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. So, you know, you've written a lot of songs now, but does the songwriting get easier now to put feelings into writing?
You know, I feel like as a songwriter, like we're all incredibly nervous that we've written our last song for like no reason.
Oh,
like
really?
I'm always nervous that my last song, and let alone my last good song, has been written.
Oh.
And so it's always really nice simply to get anything out, you know? I think I try my best to access that vulnerable part of myself when I'm writing, but I feel like just like every day with, you know, everyday life, like I can't always access those feelings, you know? But I do my best. And also sometimes I just want to write a fun song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe that's vulnerable that day, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
If I Were a Fish says anything to that, I mean.
Yeah, totally.
You were being, I take it from the lyrics that you were being bullied online, and then you just.
Yeah.
Wrote this. Did it come out fast, or did it take
some
time, that one?
Yeah, that one came out really fast. I wrote it with my girlfriend, Olivia Barton, and she was just comforting me and wanted us to, like, make something out of the feeling that I was feeling. We kind of just sat down, and it came out. I think the clip that's online was, like, 40 seconds or something. It took us, like, 10, 15 minutes to write. It kind of just flowed right out of us.
That's cool.
And the rest of the song came after the song had blown up. We were like, I guess this has to be a whole.
Oh, really? So yeah. There wasn't like.
It wasn't a whole song.
Oh, interesting.
It was like 40 seconds long. And after it blew up, we were like, well, I guess we got to release this. I had like 3 days at home with her before she left for tour to like finish writing it and record it. And we wrote it like in the car, just like kind of sing-songy, like tapping on the steering wheel. Like, it was a really fun process. And yeah, I guess it did come fairly quick.
That's cool.
Yeah, there was just a lot of feeling behind it, you know?
That's cool. It's sometimes like, it's like when you don't try, you look the best. Like when you just get up, you're like, I didn't even do anything. There you
Absolutely.
Go.
I love that.
You're also a multi-instrumentalist. What other instruments do you know? You know the so far kazoo.
The guitar.
What else?
I play piano, and my favorite instrument is actually bass.
Oh, really?
I love bass.
Was that the first instrument you learned?
No, I think the first instrument I learned was piano. I feel like that's like a very entry level, like,
yeah,
like every musician should probably know that. So my parents were like, okay, you gotta learn the piano. So I did that, and then I taught myself guitar on YouTube. And from there, I found that bass is like literally just like, you know, 2/3 of a guitar.
Yeah.
So I kind of get it. But I feel like there's something completely different to learn with bass, and it's way less about like you play the note, you know, it's more about like how to play the note, like mm-hmm. where you sit in the groove and where you sit volume wise. And so, yeah, that's why I love the bass. It's like kind of like you never know that it's there, but once you do, you're like, ooh. That's
yeah, nice. Right. Yeah. You like, sure, it's like 4 chords, like yeah. 5 chords, not even as intricate
right.
as a guitar, but you're just like.
Yeah, it's like a really important part. You know?
Yeah, yeah. You sometimes, exactly, you don't hear, but when you hear it, that's exactly.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. Do you remember when, you know, when you felt this knack for music? Were you super young when you're like, I can really get into this music thing? And then when did that turn into like, I'm going to pursue this?
Right. So I think the first memory I have of being like, I'm going to be a musician was in second grade.
Oh,
my
cool.
art teacher was like, draw what you're going to be when you grow up. And I was listening to a lot of Avril at the time, you know, and I wrote that I wanted to be a professional guitar player, and I drew me like playing guitar. I even had like some friends in the background, like on drums
the
and
whole
stuff.
Band.
Yeah, I had a whole band of friends. But I was like, I want to be a professional guitar player. And I didn't have a guitar. It wasn't until I started playing Guitar Hero a lot. And my dad
That's cool.
was like, if you practice Guitar Hero, or if you practice guitar as much as you practice Guitar Hero, you'd probably be pretty good. And I was like, okay.
Challenge accepted.
Fine. Yeah, like straight up. And I went downstairs in our basement. That was like the only place that I could be alone. And there was a computer down there. And I just watched YouTube videos on how to play songs and how to play chords. And yeah, that's kind of just how I started writing songs and playing guitar.
That's cool. Do you remember when you started like actually putting words to paper?
It wasn't long after I learned guitar, because I just, like, I don't know why, I just immediately associated playing guitar with writing songs. Mm. So, like,
yeah.
I think I learned...
Naturally.
Yeah, I think, like, just, like, a couple months after I, like, learned my first couple songs, I was like, I'm going to take the chords to these songs, and I'm going to write my own song over it. And I think the first song I ever wrote was for a friend's, like, birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
it was, like,
cool.
for a friend's birthday.
It was your gift.
Yeah, it was our gift. Like, me and my friends wrote it for one of our other friends, and, yeah.
Do you really remember sweet. It?
I remember it was her name.
Okay.
The song was called Samantha June, and that was her, like, name and middle name. But that's all I really remember.
No reviving.
No, I there might be a video somewhere. I'll look for it, but... Yeah, I don't know.
It's your next hit song.
Yeah.
It's a birthday song.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you just released a new EP. What's coming next for Kurok? There's something that you can tell us. Or you just played a show at the Echo, maybe more shows coming up.
Yeah.
What's in the works?
Yeah. I have my very first headline tour coming up.
Oh, cool.
In September. I'm very excited about and very nervous about. And also Serious Person Part 1 just came out, and Serious Person Part 2 will be coming out as well later this year.
Ooh.
But that's, I think, all that I can share on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's, you gotta keep
Top
the people
secret,
waiting.
You know, yeah.
You just gotta follow them on Instagram and everything.
You do.
TikTok. Make sure you do that. Thank you so much. I don't want to take too much of your time. Yeah. I hope you keep enjoying your time here in LA. I know you're here for a couple more days.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I wish you good luck in your future endeavors, part
yeah,
two.
Thank you so much. You thank know. You. So happy to be here. Thank
yeah.
you.
And on a good one.
Yeah.
Right now, Kurok is going to go into that studio and lay down 3 tracks for you. So don't go away from this YouTube video yet. Check it out.
Thank you.
Thank you, SoCal Sound, for having me. I'm Karuk. Looking at you feels pretty great. Feels like the first summer strawberry taste. Looking at you, swear it could make Jennifer Aniston want a new face. So was that rude? I didn't mean it. Looking at you makes my brain blah, 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 blum. Even Einstein would go dumb. I hope you look in the mirror like hell yeah. Hell yeah. Very first thing in the morning like hell yeah. If you've got somebody, that's fine. But I hope they're looking at you and go, hell yeah, hell yeah. I could be jealous, but the truth is, if they don't like you, they're fucking stupid. A hill to die on, I would choose this. If they don't like you, they're fucking stupid, stupid. Looking at you, people should pay. Think of the millions of dollars you'd make. Looking at you, swear I could laugh. Tell me why God had to go off like that. Oh, is that cute? Hope I don't see ya. Looking at you makes my brain blah, 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 blown. I'd probably say something dumb. I hope you look in the mirror like hell yeah. Hell yeah. Very first thing in the morning like hell yeah. If you've got somebody, that's fine. But I hope they're looking at you and go, hell yeah, hell yeah. I could be jealous, but the truth is, if they don't like you, they're fucking stupid. A hill to die on, I would choose this. If they don't like you, they're fucking stupid, stupid. Everybody feels kind of weird some days. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kind of weird. I should get up out of bed. I should probably drink some water. I should. But I know that I'm not gonna do the things statistically that make me feel better. Get outside and out my mind, I know I'll feel better. Scrolling through the videos and pictures. Scrolling like my eyes are drinking liquor. Feeling overstimulated, maybe it's a sign. If I'm here any longer, I'll get tan lines from the brightness. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kinda weird some days. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kinda weird some days. You don't have to try to please nobody. You just gotta try to please your own body. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kinda weird some days. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Okay, I've got banana socks on. Like, could I get any cuter? I'll grab a cup of tea and I walk to the computer. Oh, you're fucking kidding me, another school shooter. Suddenly I'm startled by the chances of my future. A parade or a concert or a theater or a school. I can't prove I'm any safer in the comfort of my room. But night somewhere in Malaysia, there's a plane that disappeared, and no one talks about it, and I think that's pretty weird. So what if it was me? My chances aren't that far. What if the plane I take next week ends up where they are? This isn't making any sense, and now I'm kind of spiraling. Take a deep breath, keep reminding, hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kind of weird some days. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kind of weird some days. You don't have to try to please nobody. You just gotta try to please your own body. Hey, hey, it's okay. Everybody feels kind of weird some days. Na 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 na. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong. Wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really wrong yet. Nothing's really fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun, such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish, heaviest in the sea, you'd win first prize if you caught me. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Why is everybody so afraid of what they've never seen? If I was scrolling through and I saw me flopping around and singing my song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along. If I were a rock, you would pick me up and say, that's a nice rock, skippiest on the lake. Pop, 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 I'm the perfect shape. And if I were a sock, you would put me on and say, that's a nice sock, happiest as a pear. I found you, now I'm not scared. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Why is everybody so afraid of what they've never seen? If I was scrolling through and I saw me flopping around and singing my song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along. How lucky are we, of all the fish in the sea? You get to be you, and I get to be me. Just let them be mean. We're as free as can be, to be the youest of you, and the meanest of me. If I were a fish, do 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 do. If I were a fish, do 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 do. If I were a fish, do 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 do. If I were a fish, do 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 do.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.